Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely intact. Mr. Ban also said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations don't spread and the halt in fighting continues. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry late Monday said the next few days will be critical.
In determining whether or not we are able to develop some real momentum towards a de-escalation of the conflict, that's the goal here. And we're, of course, under no illusions about the obstacles that still exist. This is hard. But the fact is that we need to stop the cycle of fighting and of bloodshed that is destroying Syria.
Opposition spokesman Salim El-Meslat said the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
There has to be a power that really stops what Russia and what the regime is doing. I don't think the regime or Russia will stick to this truce, and we hope that, you know, they will not break it. We hope that this would last, but you know what we see on ground really threaten the safety and security of the whole region.
There was a noticeable uptick in violation claims Monday. Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners have begun humanitarian deliveries with the goal of reaching tens of thousands in besieged areas. Gabonese President Ali Bongo Monday said he'll run for a second term at election scheduled this year. Mr. Bongo won a disputed 2009 election following the death of his father, Omar Bongo, who ruled the former French colony for more than 40 years. He pledged, if reelected, to fight against unwarranted privilege in an oil-rich nation where much of the population remains in poverty. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday said the U.S. is involved in cyber attacks aimed at the Islamic State in both Syria and Iraq, and called some of them surprising.
To disrupt ISIL's command and control, to cause them to lose confidence in their networks, to overload their networks so that they can't function, and do all of these things that will interrupt their ability to command and control forces there, control the population and the economy. So this is something that's new in this war.
At a joint news briefing with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, the general said the attacks were helping lay the groundwork for an eventual offensive aimed at the IS stronghold in Mosul, northern Iraq. A day after clashes between police and migrants and refugees along the Macedonian-Greek border, European Council leader Donald Tusk embarks on a trip to Austria, Greece, Slovenia, Croatia, and Macedonia, where border restrictions on the flow of migrants have been imposed. Hundreds tried to break through the border fence from Greece into Macedonia Monday, prompting police to fire tear gas at a group of Syrians and Iraqis. The crossing is the next to the main transit point for refugees traveling toward Western Europe. Close to 10,000 have been stranded in a camp designed for 2,500. Meanwhile, in Calais, France, workers began pulling down tents and makeshift shelters, dismantling fragile structures that served as temporary housing for migrants hoping to make their way to Britain. Pakistan Monday said at the start of strategic talks with the U.S. that a contentious sale of F-16 warplanes would strengthen the South Asian nation's ability to mount counter-terror operations and promote regional stability. Foreign Affairs Minister Sartaj Aziz made the remark following talks with Secretary of State John Kerry during the sixth ministerial-level U.S.-Pakistan strategic dialogue in Washington. Neighboring India opposes the sale, which has drawn congressional criticism. New York businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton appear poised to advance their presidential ambitions as voters across 11 states head to the polls Tuesday in a series of primary elections called Super Tuesday to amass delegates for the Republican and Democratic Party nominating conventions scheduled later this year. Nigeria's former Interior Minister Abba Moro has pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering charges involving more than $3 million in fake government recruiting scheme. The recruitment drive resulted in a stampede in March 2014 that left 20 dead. Three bodies were discovered in a single grave Monday in the Burundian capital Bujumbura, where authorities were told as many as 30 bodies may be buried at the site. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.